Blog Talk Radio.
Come and let's go back on a journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomenals of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as a thousand midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, oh ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about? And he raised his hand and said three words, peace, be still. The sun came out, the clouds dissipated. The thunder hushed his voice. The winds went back in his chambers and slammed the doors. The waters laid down like a baby and said, we're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more. Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, Reverend Roberts, what did they say? This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What? Master.
The tempest is raging. Oh, the billows are tossing high. Oh, yes. The sky is on shadow, oh, with blackness. Oh, that not that we perish. Oh, how can I lie asleep? Oh, whoa. When it seemed like each moment is so madly threatening. Oh, yes, Lord. Somebody.
Everybody know what they said. A grave, a grave, a grave. Oh, indeed. Yeah, yeah, Lord. Yeah, Lord Jesus.
I'm going to sing this one to Miss Franklin. And I hope she don't mind. I don't think she would, but I think I'm going to come out of my shoes. When you're down in trouble, you need, oh, some love and care. Ain't nothing
Everybody, welcome tonight's Greenly Sanctuary. I appreciate you being here with me, and if you want to call in and join tonight, we are reading Psalm 91. It's going to be Psalm 91 tonight. Shout out everybody tuned in. Appreciate y'all giving the same love. Give all week, you gotta give it to him as well. Shout out to everybody who sent me a request for tonight. I'm gonna try my best. It's kind of had a little family thing going on today, so I'm a little backed up. So I apologize. I don't get the songs in. Probably not gonna get any in tonight. So, with that being said, I'm going to a little bit more music, and then we're going to do Psalm 91. And then I got something for you guys. I want to give you some motivation. So, I got a little motivation for you guys. But we're going to go to a couple more songs, and then we'll be back. Greenleaf Network Live Sanctuary. God bless you. Hope you're having a blessed day.
This song I want to do for you is what you might call an oldie but goodie. It's from days of old, and most of you have probably heard it before, may even say that it's your favorite song, as I've heard many say. Well, if you're a young person, there's so many of our young people out of the church today, it may be a new musical experience for them, but that's what life is all about. We're to share who we are and what we were about and all of those things. This song is as relevant today as it was yesterday, because as yesterday, today we're still in need of so many things, and we need to offer up that prayer, that spirit to our Heavenly Father and let Him know that we're in need. And it very simply states, precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on. Let me stand. They were in the fields and they were talking. They said, I'm tired. I'm weak. And Lord, I'm worried. I want to let you know that through the storm, through the night, lead me on, through the sometimes. I need you to
Oh, welcome back.
I'm so sorry. Somebody said you didn't say the prayer. You are so right. Let me stop right there and just bring it back and do it for him real quick. Bow your heads for me, if you would. Yeah, everybody bow your head. Thank you for the glorious day. I pray I show your love and glory to everyone. Father, give me the words needed to share about you. Yeah. Father, give everyone an open heart and a teachable spirit. Dear God, thank you for loving me, loving my family, my friends. Thank you for your mentors. You've placed in my life to lead me closer to you. Each person has taught me how to learn from your word. Father, I thank you for calling me to write stories that glorify you. Person that reads the word will draw closer to you. In the name of your son, amen. Now.
Thank you.
Oh, it's hot out here.
No.
I don't mind though. Let's be free. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome back. You are in my world of green. This is Greenleaf Network Live. Greenleaf Sanctuary segment today. I definitely appreciate everybody tuning in. Tonight we're going to read Psalm 91. So let me get into a little bit. It's one of the shorter psalms. So let me get into that. Yeah, I'm going to take your place in my... All right. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Let me say it again. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the faller's snare, from the deadly. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by the day, plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. you will not only observe with your eyes and see the punishment of the wicked. If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you. No disaster will come near your tent, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. You tread on the lion and the cobra. You'll trample the great lion and the serpent. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him. For he acknowledges my name. He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver and honor him with long life. I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. I hope that touched you. I hope you're able to break that up into bits and pieces and understand in so many words. If you believe in him, if you say his name, if you believe in his name, it's just as effective as trying to touch the rope. He can hear you. In your worst times, family sick, job loss, even in the good times, birth, wedding, he can hear you. And, you know, I know a lot of people may say, you know, you get mad at him and you want to turn the other cheek and you say, oh, well, he, you know, he's not there. And if he was there, why would he do this? Listen, just because he's there don't mean you're not going to have things to deal with. He never said I was going to be here and it was going to be easy. Well, it'd just be easy for everybody. Not just easy for everybody. That's not how it works. You believe. He acknowledges your belief, and you walk together. We'll be back. yes, yes. I hope y'all is hearing the word and feeling the vibe. The word is often in, you know, the songs, the messages in the songs. You know, if you are not religious and you're looking for the message, you have to listen to the, that's why I play certain songs. Sunday, you'll hear me play a lot of the same songs because that's how I was raised. You were raised on the same songs. That way you continue to receive the same message. Sometimes it's hard to receive the message as it is. And then, you know, you can't, there are certain messages I want you to receive. So I do play a lot of the same songs on Sunday. During the week, I give you a break. But Sunday, this is what touches me, and I'm hoping that it touch you. I wanted to give you my mentor, let you hear a couple words from my mentor. And this is actually him speaking on how the enemy is within and how to get him. Let him say it. We'll be right back.
We ain't taking nobody's life. We putting kids through school. We connecting people with people so they can get interns and get opportunities. That's what happens when you confident. You're not jealous of nobody. You ain't got to hate on nobody. But when you're not confident, you're a dangerous person. Malcolm said the greatest person you should fear in life is the person that ain't got nothing to live for. Malcolm said, don't be in the alley with somebody that ain't got nothing to live for because they'll take your life too because they don't care about their own. Last one, ask. Who do I need to become in order to execute? Do me a favor. Greatest challenge sometimes we have is we're afraid to ask. Most humiliating time of my life was being an African-American man in Michigan State University, a classroom that was, let's just say, homogeneous for a boy coming from Detroit. I remember being in there, don't know what's going on. I was scared to ask. Some professional black people pulled me to the side and said, worst thing you could do is think that you're going to be dumb. You're actually dumb by not asking. Raise your hand, look stupid, and don't be stupid afterwards. Let your pride and your ego go. And I did it. And it felt good after the third time asking. I started becoming like a guru at asking. And I started figuring out how to actually ask something. But because before, I didn't really know how to ask. I would say it, and you couldn't answer me because I didn't even know how to ask. And I became an expert at learning how to ask. Then I started reading my professor's books. I didn't even know they had books. And I would come to class and ask questions from their book. And your book about pedagogy, chapter 3, you mentioned centralization versus decentralization. When you said decentralization, it was specifically what were you referring to? And give me an example of it. My man pulled me to the side. You read my book? I was like, yeah, I read your book. No, you read? Of course I read your book. My grade went from a 2.5 to a 4.0. Now, listen to what I'm saying. Some of you in this room, you think it's weak to ask. It's actually weak not to ask. Last one, ask. I don't want to go here, but it said ask and you shall seek, knock. Simple. It's right there in the word. But you can't get what you don't ask for. I leave you. The giants of the past were great, but we need giants of the present. We need giants of the present. We need Malcolms of the present, Martins of the present, Fannie Lou of the present, Garvey of the present, Carter G. Woods of the present, W.E.B. Du Bois of the present. Come on. We need the present. Can I be just super honest? So I dropped out of high school. The pastor helped me to get my GED. I went to a HBCU in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm going to be scared, bro. When they first told me Alabama, we only knew one thing about Alabama coming up in Detroit, and that was the KKK. I'm like, bro, what in the world? Y'all going to send me to Alabama? Nah, you go to Bama, bro, some of the nicest people in the world. One cool thing about Bama, you know who like you and who don't. I'm going to say that again. One thing you love about Alabama, they don't play no games. You know who for you, you know who against you. I love Michigan, but sometimes you can't tell the difference. So when I went down south, one of my first English courses, we watched the Eyes on the Prize series. Every young person needs to watch the Eyes on the Prize. And I heard for the very first time in my life the story of Emmett Till. And when I saw what Emmett Till went through, I was like, E, bruh, come on. You playing? You can't read or write and you 18, almost 19? At a time in our country, bro, you just kicking a man dope, take his kid out and kill him, and you can't do nothing about it. I was like, E, they went through too much for you to be ignorant, for you to be dumb. They fought to go to school, Lil Rock 9. They had to have the doggone National Guard to go to school. Ain't nobody stopping me from going to school but me. Right. And so that video with Emmett Till changed my life. And then there was one other one. Look him up. Yummy Sandifer, 11-year-old, south side of Chicago. Got shot 11 times in the back of the head, execution style, by my own people. And I realized we got two enemies. We like to focus on the one out, but we got an enemy within. Yeah. And I realized I got to grow up and get right because I got to help the enemy without and I got to help the enemy within. And I got to do more with the enemy within because he my next door neighbor. You going to shoot an 11-year-old because you think he going to snitch? You talking about the police, but this your own? So I realized I got a lot of work to do. That was the day everything clicked for me because of my history. And it was like, it's showtime, bro. You owe Martin, you owe Malcolm. They did not take us this far for us to go backwards. And every time I come out here, especially in the winter and pray at 3 o'clock in the morning, it just reminds me so much of when I was homeless. Man, this 3 o'clock in the morning thing has changed my life, man. It feels like it's -2 degrees out here. But it's not the cold. It's not, you know, the numbness in your hands, the numbness in your feet. Like, that's not what it is. It's when it's dark and you got to walk by yourself. When I was going through my worst, you know, points of life, I had my mama. You know, I had my grandma. You know what I'm saying? I had my cousins, you know. But when I was homeless, it was dark and I was by myself, you know. So I know for a lot of you, the year started off, you know, as dark as the other year started off. You're as lost as you were before. You had no clarity. I get it. Your confidence is shattered. My confidence was so bad when I was homeless. I couldn't walk with my head up. I couldn't have my shoulders up. I couldn't kick my chest out. So I know what you're going through. So for me, it's like, how can I help? You know, I read your DMs, you know? I read them. I see the texts you send me. I see when I'm preaching, I see the comments you made. God, how can I help? And so, you know, I said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to let them get through January, you know, and I'm going to let them see if this is going to be a different year. And for a lot of you, it's not. Here's what we're going to do in February. I'm going to walk with you because I know what it's like to walk alone. So I'm going to walk with you in your darkest points of your life, right? God changed my life at 3 o'clock in the morning, and that's why I'm still doing it. I was 16 years old. I'm 53 now. I'm still getting up in the morning. And I'm still walking and talking with God. And so I'm going to introduce you to the system that God gave me every day. We're going to do it for an entire month. I'm going to give you that system. I'm going to give it to you for free. If you want to get on the other side and like live and be and do and have everything God had planned for you, I'm telling you, all you got to do is click that link. Together, we're going to get on the other side. It's your boy, E.T. If you're ready to make the rest of your life the best of your life, I'll see you February 1st.
Until you have had the taste of finishing, you will not respect yourself. Until you follow through, until something is done, tears and struggles and pain, and you go through it anyway, and you show up, and you continue to fight on, no matter the circumstances. After a while, something begins to wither inside of you. Every champion has felt it. Every president has felt it. Every king has felt it. Every lion has felt it. Every winner has felt it. Every soldier has felt it. Every victorious person has felt it. The urge to quit.
There's a voice in you that has said, I can do this. I know others that fail. I can do this. I know others have said that I can't do it. I've had setbacks in life. If you want to make it in life, you got to make know your vitamin. You've got to know every no brings you a step closer to a yes. Anybody can stop because someone said no. But there's something in you, in your heart of hearts, that's saying, I'm not a quitter. There's something in you that says, I've got the will to do it. There's something in you that says, I'm going to find a way.
We all get what we tolerate in ourselves and other people. But when you're no longer willing to tolerate something, that's when your life changes. The difference in people is their standards, period. Everyone in the world has a list of things they think they should do. What changes people is when your should becomes a must.
There's no losing, there's no failure, and there's no problems, only solutions. So to me, what failure is the mother of all success. If it wasn't for Michael Jordan getting cut from his ninth grade basketball team, he wouldn't have became Michael Jordan. See, if you're always winning, then you don't really understand what it is to win. You got to take those losses. You got to take those hits. There's got to be the valleys, the peaks, the ups, the downs. It's never about making it, guys. It's always about maintaining it.
Do you have the courage to act outwardly on what you see inwardly? Or will you die a dreamer? Will you die on the verge and on the edge and in the land of coulda, woulda, and shoulda?
I wake up every single day. I am who I say I am. And I get what I get because I live in beast mode. Y'all got to do me a favor. Stop being gazelle. You're not average. There's nothing about you that's average. You're not even good. You were born to be great. You were born to be great. You are a royal priesthood, a chosen generation. You're not average. You're not good. You're great. God created you to be great. So be phenomenal.
That being said, I hope you guys have an amazing week. We're going to have an amazing week together. Make sure you tune in tomorrow for Real Talk with Dr. Ron. We're going to have another amazing show. I want to just do one more prayer before we leave. If you bow your heads one more time before we go. Heavenly Father, we seek your spiritual healing for all families in need. Reveal your truth, your wisdom, and love to them. Help them draw closer to you. Father God, may they experience the fullness of your grace, your peace that surpass all understanding. Strengthen their faith and empower them to walk in your light. Gracious God, we lift up your name. We know you know all of their suffering. You are aware of the deep concerns. We ask for your healing. Touch be upon them. Grant the medical professional wisdom and skill, and may your divine presence provide comfort and strength to my family and others in need. Comfort, strength, their loved ones during their challenging times. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. God is good. Believe in him. Trust in him. Have faith in him. Faith is something that you got to have blindly. You got to just believe. And if you just believe, he'll do it for you. I'll see you guys tomorrow. God bless. Have a good night.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody tell them 99 and a half won't do. Come on, come on.
And I tell you what,